Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for who's an ass to you? Yeah, who's an ass to you? I mean, you know, everybody runs into it. And I got a tweet, man. Said Russ.
Tweet.
And I hate doing this because it's a colleague, but SD writes, the biggest ass that I ever confronted in an airport was Michael Baisden.
Really?
Wow. He's always been nice to me.
Me too.
They said Michael was the most arrogant, nastiest, rudest person I have ever met.
Wow.
For 15 seconds.
And that's maybe, you know, said. What, though? Here's the thing. When you're at the airport, you're traveling. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of hard.
Wow. Hey, he's not really famous, though, is he?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote books. And
oh, okay.
People know him.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he was always nice to me. But, you know, then again, a lot of people are nice to me and not nice to others. So that could be an issue. All right. Who was an ass to you? Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Does it have to be somebody we met or just period?
How
you gonna know if they're mean?
You know, you could just bring up a friend, and that's not gonna be all that significant to everybody.
Yeah, we wouldn't know them.
I was just
I meant like, is it somebody that like you have to have met the celebrity, or is it just like what we seen on TV? Or?
Oh no, how would you know if they're really an ass unless you met them?
Because a lot of times people hide who they really are on TV in those interviews. You think, oh, these are the nicest, sweetest guys, and then you meet them, and they're like, they don't give you the time of day.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Who belongs on this ass list?
I was going to say Michael Baisden, too, but Terrell Owens, because he used to think he was high on his pedestal, crying and all this and that. Now, he thought everybody was going to
Yeah, did you meet him?
No.
Yeah, see, I'm looking for people.
Okay. Well, how can you say that?
Public perception.
Yeah, you can't say that.
I want personal stories, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Personal stories of people you have run into that personally disrespected you, okay? Good morning. Hello.
I'm sorry. It might seem wrong since he got so much going for himself, but Steve Harvey is
the whole word. Yeah, you can just say ass right, on the radio.
Right.
I mean, why? What did he do?
Why would you say that about Mr. Harvey?
He's just a douchebag. Like he's up on his pedestal. Like outside autographs and all this that in the third, but then when you see him somewhere, he's out on his high horses. Dude, you ain't nobody, and you ain't doing nothing for nobody. You ain't no guru boo boo.
Okay, wait, what happened when you met him?
Just guru boo boo.
What happened though? He wouldn't sign your autograph. What happened?
It wasn't mine, but he wouldn't sign an autograph for somebody.
Yeah, well, it's always been nice to me.
He's always been really nice to me too.
Well.
Right. You know, but...
Yeah, but we're colleagues.
Yeah.
Kind of. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Is that me?
Oh, man, you took too long, damn it. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Who belongs on this ass list?
Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Really?
Wow. What did the Reverend do to you?
Well, I went to Tennessee State University, and he came to our school to speak, and so I caught him on the steps. And I was walking with my friend and said, hey, Reverend Jesse Jackson, how you doing? He looked at me and he gave me the stare down and he didn't say nothing. He kept walking up the steps, man. I was kind of disappointed, man.
Yeah.
He was really, I mean, I've only seen him a few times, but I ran up to him one time. He's really nice to me.
You ran up to him?
Yeah, I did. I was interviewing him. I was trying to interview him. San Facetia says, Beyonce acted like I was trying to holler at her high maintenance ass back in the day. I was trying to holler at LaToya Luckett.
Wow.
Not trying to be rude, says, I will never forget how much of an ass little Mo was at her CD signing.
No way.
You can tell it was years ago because I said CD signing. Now, you know what?
Wow.
You are not right for that.
Right.
And I'm not right for reading it, but
no,
I don't pre-read.
Good morning. Hello. Who belongs on this ass list? Who was an ass to you? Go ahead.
Michael Jordan.
Really?
I heard that.
Really?
I heard
yes.
Vicious.
He is like,
are you blonde?
Worst, and I don't even understand. No.
Well, that's why. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I don't even understand. I don't even understand how people like deal with him or even buy his sneakers, because I met him here in Kentucky at the Grand Gala one day. And I mean, he just had like the nastiest attitude to every person that walked up to him. And I was just like, you are not that important to me.
Wow. Mm. I've heard that about him.
Really?
On a lot of occasions.
I never met Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to. Good morning. Hello.
Michael Jordan.
Stop. Wow. You're just saying it. You're just saying it.
No. Let me tell you. I'm calling out of Louisville, Kentucky. And what it is, I used to work at this hotel downtown. It's where all the celebrities come for Derby. And it's called the Galt House. And I was a waiter, busting my tail, you know, running, getting him this and that and all that. Don't you know his fool gave me $1 tip?
Yes, he doesn't tip.
Wow.
He doesn't. That's the truth. Charles Barkley said that. Charles Barkley said that about him, and they're boys.
A dollar. It's the truth. He gave me a dollar. I said, are you serious? I can't even get the dollar autograph. Now I see why everybody call me Dollar Bill. Everybody, all my friends are just
Bill.
That's my
now.
New name.
Dollar Bill.
Yeah. All right. Thanks but for your call, Dollar.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, Barkley said that about him. And then they boys. He said he is the cheapest dude. He, what is he worth? A quarter of a billion?
What, 600 million, yeah. Easy. Yeah.
Good morning. Who was with ass to you?
Queen Latifah.
Wow. Really?
Well, why?
Yeah. This was at the Nagel Ball. This was the happy time for black people. She was walking around like she had attitude.
Really? And she didn't speak
to
you?
Yeah. I mean, no, she. I mean, people was asking to take pictures. She was frowning her face up and stuff.
Wow. I've met Queen Latifah several times. She's always been so nice. Cool. She's been really nice.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Good morning.
What?
Hello.
What?
You to saying? You. Wow.
Hello. Good morning.
Y'all some ignorant ass people.
Wow.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, Chaka Khan.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a co-sign.
I work at the hotel, the Westin down at in Cincinnati, in downtown Cincinnati. I was a floorman. I'm coming down the hallway just during the jazz festival back in the day, and she's coming towards me, and I said, oh, man, Chaka Khan. She put her hand up over her face and turned her head toward the wall as if to say, don't look at me.
Wow. Oh, she got me too on the red carpet at the BET Honors. Yeah. Maybe it's because I said Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. She's pissed.
And Icky Woods. I had the same thing. I met him.
Wow, man. You're going
to How you running at all these people?